This is program number LW2688. Have you ever heard of a child prodigy? There have been only a very few of them, real ones, around. Hi, this is Larry West. A child prodigy is a child genius. He is one that is far advanced for his years. You might have heard, though I doubt it, of a boy named James Crichton. He is probably the greatest child prodigy who ever lived. He was born in 1560 in Scotland. When he was 13 years old, he received his Bachelor of Arts degree. 4 years later, at 17, he received his Master's degree. At 19, he traveled throughout Europe, meeting all the learned men in an open forum. He boasted he could answer any question in any field of learning and do it in any one of 10 languages. He was literally a human encyclopedia. He knew just about everything about everything. He was a painter, he was a singer, a dancer, a horseman, equally skilled in social and fine arts. He had a fantastic mind. Yet Crichton was killed by a drunken prince who hired him as a tutor. You know how old Crichton was when he died? 22 years old. Crichton was remarkable, but the most remarkable thing was that he had no ability to put his knowledge to work. He accomplished nothing. His life was short. Biographers doubt that he would have done more than even if he had lived longer. He invented nothing. He formulated no new theory. Not a single noble thought bears his name. His mind was like our computers today. It was like recording tape. He could remember just about everything he heard or read, but he accomplished nothing. Learning is good, but there is something far better. I am talking about the ability to apply what you learn. I mean, it's one thing to say that you read a book on child psychology, but it's another thing to apply what you've learned about it. I know of people who constantly read books on marriage, how to make their marriage better, what to do to give it more vitality and purpose, but who are constantly grieving over their bland relationship with their husband or wife, all because they haven't put into practice, into action, what they read. You know, it's one thing to say that you've read the Bible from cover to cover, but it's another thing to apply what you've read, to do what it says. Talking about the Bible, there was a writer in the Bible who told some people what I've been talking about. James, the writer James, said, "Do not merely listen to the word," talking about the Bible, "and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." He said, "Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But," he said, "the man who looks intently into the perfect law," talking about the Bible, "the perfect law that gives freedom, and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed, happy in what he does." Now that makes sense, doesn't it? The more you read, the more you study the Bible, the more then you try to apply what you've read, the more you're going to remember, the more you're going to have purpose, the more you're going to have direction, the more you're going to be happy and fulfilled and peaceful. That's because the person who reads the Bible finds out some things. At first, he finds out something heartbreaking. He finds he's lost and he's a condemned person. He ought to be terrified. But what he learns, what the Bible calls the good news of Jesus, the gospel, he learns who Jesus is, what Jesus has done for him, and what he must do to be saved in Jesus, in what the Bible calls obeying the gospel. It is only when he looks at the Bible, not what religious tradition might say to him necessarily, but what the Bible tells him, only then can he really know. And then once he knows, the more he studies it, the more he's going to want to carry through with what he's read. Just knowing will never save anyone. You've got to apply it, carry through with it, obey whatever the Bible says to do. Only then will a person, just as the Bible says, be happy in what he does. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that talks more about exactly what the Bible teaches and exactly what the Bible says we must do in response. The Bible course is called For God So Loved You. It's free. Write me for it, care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.